Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Wrestle Culture. You ready?
Am I ever ready?
Yeah. Da 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 da. It's the mother flipping WWE. The Fed. Da 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 da. You know it's very nearly 4:20.
The Fed.
You know who's back up in this? No, okay, I'm just gonna go to the end. Hold up. Hey, start my week with Monday Night Raw. Choose. Day. NXT, the show without flaws. Fry. Day. SmackDown, my man Cody Rhodes. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Watch wrestling every day.
Yeah.
I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. Joy by Adam Nicholas and Phil Chambers from What Culture. To discuss all the goings on in wrestling this week. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Ooh.
Where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we review Raw, SmackDown, the show formerly known as NXT 2.0. AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete. A very good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, joined by Adam Nicholas and Phil Chambers live on YouTube. And I want to start this podcast off. I apologize to you, Adam Nicholas, for a question only for Phil Chambers here. Now you put your feet up. Because Phil Chambers, this has been a big week. It's AEW Dynasty coming up this weekend. Rhea Ripley has sadly had to surrender her title. We saw the return of Sheamus on Monday Night Raw, and we will in due course get into potentially the Summer of Drew. But Friday night saw a debut on SmackDown by someone you know rather well. Your thoughts on Tama Tonga joining the Bloodline?
So...
I'm sorry, let me just return my
last. Hello. I am in two minds here, as I said on the news on Saturday. We've got a history with Tama Tonga.
For those unaware.
For those unaware.
Yeah, educate them.
Well, if you want the full story, randomly on New Year's Eve, he started calling out What Culture on Twitter.
Okay.
Went off.
And we had no idea why. Turns out there was someone who put out an article and ranked him really low in the Bullet Club or something like that.
I can't
remember the exact thing that started it off. But boy, howdy, did he start kicking off.
Just like we planned.
Definitely, definitely planned. But anyway, this turned into roughly a year-long feud.
Yep.
That had us at the Bullet Club block party and his dad, Haku, obviously, if you didn't already know. There's stories about Haku out there, and judging by our interactions with him, they are all very much true.
Believe them.
I believe every single one of them, as he almost murdered us all, especially Simon Miller, this close.
And that was, for anyone who doesn't know, like, shoot. That was like, it looks great. Shoot. Looks really great, but actually he had...
Yeah, there is a behind the scenes to all this. So so that happened, and then later on we were at Starcast at Double or Nothing.
Yes,
the first Double or Nothing.
Yeah,
and we were doing a live podcast. Thank you to Comrade Thompson for sending us out there. And Tamatonga broke into that and absolutely choked me out, and you did absolutely nothing to help me. So thank you, Adam.
If I'd been there, Phil, I would have stopped them.
Thank you.
I would have stopped
more
them.
More than this guy did.
I'm hosting. I had to keep
there's a time and a place for hosting, and it's not when your friend's being choked out by Tamatonga.
What was I going to do? If I actually did go, right, that's it. Oh, I'm dead as well.
Just got your ball. One arm each.
And it was also very, very close to being a match between Tamatonga and Simon Miller.
Yeah.
That was,
So there is all that. However, there is also the behind the scenes thing of, as much as it started out 100% a shoot.
Yeah.
He was not happy.
It turned into a work eventually, obviously. And so the Bullet Club Bot Party stuff was arranged. Mm-hmm. And then on the day, Haku...
Yeah, we didn't think we'd just show up.
Haku...
This will be fine.
...was made aware, like, the day before.
I interviewed him. I interviewed him outside. Yeah, me and Jules were hanging out with him for a while.
It was fine.
And you look in someone's eyes and you go, oh, no, they don't remember me at all.
But when Tamatonga, like, threw a glass down, and I think it's some kind of, like, trauma response or something, like, when he hears that smash and then the red mist goes
Pavlovian
down.
Dog response to the bottle. Yeah. Whoa, hang on, there's a bottle.
Hang on, my family is in trouble. Yeah. I am going to murder that person. So everything you saw from Haku in that video is 100% legitimate. He had no idea in that moment that it was supposed to be a work, and his, like, caveman brain, I guess, had taken over. Yeah.
Muscle memory, some might call it.
Yeah. There's a bits of his, like, I think Tam's sister or something, and, like, brother, like, desperately trying to hold him back at one point, and they're like, Dad, it's
not,
okay.
Not an easy guy to hold back.
Not an easy guy to hold back.
At any age.
My God.
Ever.
And there's us thinking it was still a work when he's just a really good actor, whereas if he actually got his hands on us, we wouldn't be here right now.
We'd done a thing earlier with me, him, and Jules, and I think Jules had shot something for Insane Things or something like that, and at the end it was like, oh, can we get an image, and I took some photos, and I think someone was filming it of Haku like choking him. It was like, ha 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 ha, and then that's, so I was like, well, we're all friends now, this is great, Tam has been lovely to us and what have you, and you're seeing the footage, I'm like, come on then, go on, and I'm like, well, this isn't really my thing, this is obviously, you know, Miller, and there's other people who are doing that sort of thing. And I was like, yeah, come on. And I was like, they're really selling this. They're really coming quite quickly at us here. We're not really getting chances to get enough shots, if anything, really. But I'm sure we'll work something out. And then I was like, oh, God, no. Let's just get out of here. Let's just go and run over to that grassy knoll. And then if you remember, some fans obviously went with it. And they were like, I'll get it for you, Tamer. And I was like, oh, God, we're attacked from all angles.
My favorite guy was a fan at the very end of that video. It was like, get out. This is the Bullet Club block party.
You couldn't have planned it better, though. I mean, it looked great.
Couldn't have planned it better. It looked amazing.
Let me just say this, gentlemen, because I wasn't there. I'm a smart man. These things do have a propensity to go wrong. I was busy, to be fair. But the thing I took away from it all, which you might say it is they forgot, you might say it is, you know, a bit of right. I just think you guys just worked them so well. Your acting abilities were so on point. Your threat and menace was so high that Haku realized he couldn't just, this isn't a joke anymore. This is, it's.
I do ooze threat and menace.
Yeah. You do. And as we know, family is a big, big deal in them parts.
Yep.
And,
you know. Well, speaking of family, just Daryl, thank you for your donation in the chat. Says Stax would have taken down Tamatonga for you, Phil. I'm sure he would have.
Like, also, really easily. Yeah. It's like really? one-armed. It's like some kind of anime character. Just fling him off to the side. Goodbye.
My low-key favourite thing that we did with Tama was, I think it was the first time we ever actually had like a face-to-face interaction. And I think we were at All In or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was me and Miller. And Miller was doing an interview with him. And it was like, we were sort of behind the scenes just gathering interviews with people because it's like a convention kind of thing. It was the first StarCast. And Tama just saw us, like shouted across the room. It's like, you, what culture? And like came and grabbed us and like kind of grabbed Miller and dragged him into this other room. It's like, you're interviewing me now. And then he just went on this massive like shoot rant about New Japan, like not paying him enough and like calling out what culture for our bolt stuff. And I think he broke the record for the most amounts of swear.
Wow.
What culture wrestling video ever. Yeah.
More than Cardona.
Wow.
Get well soon, Matt Cardona, by the way.
So if you want a good laugh, go find the Simon Miller at Tamatonga.
Watch that for ages.
It's really good. But as much as it started off as a work and then had its moments of forgetfulness, let's say, behind the scenes, Tamo is a very, very nice guy.
I'm so excited for him.
Deep down inside, he's a lovely, lovely man.
Deep down,
on
the surface, actually, on the really lovely.
Really deep. Terrible. Keep digging.
Really, you know that little that meme where there's a guy digging in the tunnel. And somebody just turned around. He's given up, but the pot of gold's just on the other side. Like, you've just got to keep. By the way,
he's lovely.
Really made up for Tamatonga because that feels like such a good time to make the move. It feels like they've slotted him in at a really high profile slot immediately, and
he looks the part. Oh, you're just kind of killing time now. Like it feels like, oh, this is a fresh start. Roman's gone, Rock's gone, Jimmy's out, obviously.
Yeah. It's that perfect, like, if it was anything else, like, in storytelling, there is a power void, like, or presumed power vacuum.
Yeah.
And he has been the guy they've thrust into that with Solo. It's like, that's perfect. Like, he must be so excited right now, because that's like, and it's WWE, so he ain't going to be going on the cheap, is he? So, I'm excited for him, because I know quite a few of the New Japan wrestlers were frustrated for quite a little stint over the last few years, and it's cool to see him try something.
He had a great run in New Japan. He was there for like 10 years or something, like 7-time tag team champion, I think, and 2-time open weight champion. Like, he had a good run in New Japan, but yeah, I think this is a great thing for him. He looks the part as well in that role, and the potential of like a Bloodline Civil War type feud is absolute gold.
Jacob Fatu also being like, what they're going to do with that? I know we're all just putting the dust together, but I think we've got a right to put them together. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Bushin Ryu Cat says, Tama can sell a shell to a clam. He's that good. And says, got a great question for you. If What Culture did go to war with the new Bloodline with Rock as their new chief, what one wrestler would you recruit to even the odds?
Wouldn't need one. I'd kick his ass. I would kick Dwayne's ass top to bottom. Wouldn't even let him get a hit in. If the dead man can do it.
Yeah. I was going to say, just get dead man, surely.
If the dead man can do it, then I can do it.
Me, you, and Simon Miller. Who needs anything?
Yeah, that's it. Just grab it. I'd 100%
switch sides, by the way.
If I grab
Bye, guys. It's like,
immediately. Sorry, guys. I'm sitting this one out. You're like Jeff Jarrett lying on the floor, letting bend you. Just like, okay.
Yeah.
I'd just throw Phil at him. I'd like get Phil and just like,
come on, dog.
And it was just like, it would be too much for
Miller.
Handle.
Like, oh, I'm in legging me.
Yeah. 1, 2, mana.
Hi to Steve Nicola Kapoulos in the chat. Thank you again for your donation, aka Edward Shiraz Hands says, g'day. Given the wonderful news, Angelo Parker and Ruby Soho are expecting. Congratulations to them again from all of us here at What Culture. What is your favourite pregnancy moment in wrestling? P.S. What's The Rock's favourite Switch game? Collection of Mana. There we go.
Hey.
It's a
pregnancy wrestling.
Yeah, it's a bit of a... They're all over the place, isn't it? Not a great...
Snitsky kicking them.
Yeah. That's not a great track record, have they? Yeah.
I mean, the one that immediately always springs to mind is Mae Young.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so stupid. Like, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying, in terms of memorable, the first thing that comes to my head every time is just give him birth to a hand. And then the fact like that they like doubled down and had the hand come back years later. Yeah. That was
a big grown up hand. He's all grown up.
How do you explain that to anybody else in the world who doesn't watch wrestling? Mm. Like, oh, yeah, it's honestly, it's great. You should watch it all the time. What's going on here with this? Why is this elderly woman giving birth to a hand?
Mm. Yeah. There is the great, was it New Japan or All Japan thing from the 90s where, I can't remember who, the great Muta spat mist in some woman's face.
Yes.
And then that made her pregnant and then she ended up giving birth to the sumo baby, which is pretty amazing.
Yep.
That's definitely up there for me. Yeah.
And not my favourite, but it always for some reason sticks in my head when they, because I feel like they got their own back. They sign Mike and Maria Kanellis and they go, right, we're going to do a storyline where you're not actually the dad of the baby. Maria every week is going to suggest a different person. And they go, cool, but when I go off to have this baby and I think maybe another one, you'll still pay me, right? Yeah, it's like, okay, no bother.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Let's get on the shag and wagon, Mr. Kanellis. Let's go. The greatest grift ever. I have nothing but respect for the Kanellises and 100%. Their WWE run. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
No notes. Respect to the both of them.
And as much as I thought, she probably should just drop the title to Shayna Baszler at WrestleMania, the reveal of Asuka winning Money in the Bank, wasn't it?
And not knowing that
inside
the briefcase was,
that was lovely, actually.
That was
nice. Pando
time.
That
was I was about to nice say, moment,
a rare moment in the Pando, like, that's just lovely.
Actually nice.
Probably lovely, that. Mm. Although, you know, I mean, it's like Shayna Baszler, oh, it's just in the background. I'm like, what about you?
Yeah.
They also tried to make you a vampire not that long ago. They really aren't doing you any favors, Shayna. You were the baddest one on the planet. What's happened?
Yeah.
It's okay, though, because Becky's having a baby. And Asuka's got the belt and a briefcase that you didn't know about. Good times. Lovely, lovely times.
Eric Vasquez, shout out to you, Eric. Great to see you over WrestleMania, of course. Great first name as well. If people still want Sidge to be more positive, AW do better, I guess, says Eric. They're rowing about it in the chat, basically. Tell me when I'm telling lies. Fed's still cooking. Have a blessed day.
Yeah. Right. Listen, right?
They're going to have a great weekend, AEW will say that.
Yep, they will. And I've just sat and watched them do the Dynasty preview, which will be going out tomorrow, I believe, on the channel. I don't know why I say believe. I will be making sure it happens. If I remember. It is a Saturday, after all. But literally, if you think Sidgwick doesn't like WWE or you think he doesn't like AEW, it's literally, or not wrestling and generally just groans, it's not true. We do this every week, right? Every time we're on here. But now is the time I have the perfect examples for you because the Fed is, of course, cooking. It's red hot. And he would be the first person to feel like, I don't want to give them it.
Yeah.
Much like I don't want to give Dwayne things, but he takes them from me anyway because he's very good at what he does. I watched that man rant and rave about how good a lot of Monday Night Raw was. I very rarely get to see that.
Yeah.
Very, very rarely.
Enjoy it.
I sit in that chair over there and I watch a man who hates that show because it's not his cup of tea.
Yeah.
And even he has been like raving about it.
Yeah.
It's just a false narrative. It's rubbish. It's absolute rubbish.
But yeah, Dynasty this weekend. I'll ask you your thoughts on some of the matches in a second. Before that, we got a question from Adam Zingales who says, sup guys, do we think Jack Perry makes his return to join the new elite? Also, Javon Evans might be in my top five currently. He's phenomenal. Love you all. Yeah, he's brilliant. A new addition to NXT, if you don't know who that is. What do you reckon, Phil? Jack Perry?
I think so. I don't think you can get away with... Well, you can't get away with throwing those the bug fighters no matter what, but turning it so much into an angle for the match without having some kind of payoff of the scapegoat coming back.
I think they have to, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, if we've all sat and stewed over it and wondered why. Like, you didn't need it. You've got to make it make sense. You've got to make it feel like it was worth it now, and the time is right.
Yeah, especially if it's like a... He runs in and tips FDR off the ladder or whatever, since it's a ladder match, or he even runs up, grabs them, and just hands them to the young ones or something.
Yeah. The heat would be unbelievable. Yeah.
And you are the only one out of us three who would have seen a lot of the new fellow in NXT, who was from NXT Level Up. There was a lot of hype.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw the hype before he got the call up.
There was a little thing on Stand and Deliver, wasn't there? Hyping him up. And then he had his first match against Skript a couple of weeks ago. And he just fought Ilya Dragunov. The Dragunov match was really good on NXT. Yeah, check out Javon Evans. He's going to be a big, big star. And they've even got him his own sort of camera angle. You'll appreciate this, Phil. So,
I'm not. I'm cool. I'll just go myself then, will I?
No, because he used the film for WCW.
Good, 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 good. I don't know anything about cameras either. Bye, Nicholas.
See you.
They shoot
him. Hate cinema. Never enjoyed it.
They shoot him. Say this is the ring, and this is outside the ring. They shoot him basically from here, flying through the ropes. He looks awesome. He looks really, really good.
He came over the top of Dragunov, didn't he, in the prep, which is just very cool.
Nice.
Very cool.
Osprey, Danielson, who you got?
Osprey. I think you need to keep the fiery run for Osprey going until you put some kind of belt on him, probably. And Danielson kind of loves to lose. Like, he really doesn't mind it.
You've witnessed what the Dudleys were saying about this.
I think I might be swaying towards the first of a little series between them. Because it just feels like they need to get him to Wembley. There are other options. I'm not saying Danielson's the only one, but who doesn't want to watch three of those matches?
Yeah.
I mean, why would you not want to do that? It might not be immediate, but I feel like it would set a good tone.
Killing time before Wembley, yeah.
And there's always that one where Brian needs probably due the win one, like a big one as well. So many times. He's so selfless that he puts other people over all the time, but then you'd think, does it matter now if we beat him? Every now and again when he gets that reminder, you're like, oh yeah, he is still great. And then obviously Osprey can go and win the next two or whatever, which would be ideal. But they do, you forget, they've still got time to fill in here, and they're not exactly famous for making sure those builds to pay-per-views are 10 out of 10.
They've done a really good job, I think, of setting up Thunder Rosa to fight for the title. She never lost.
Yeah.
Does she win it back on Sunday?
Not for me. She might do, but not for me. I would keep it on Tony, probably, at least just because, again, it's that weird, there's that little distance now, which feels... Like, because you've got the pay-per-view, it still needs to have meaning, but also we do kind of want to make sure that all of the big stuff's happening on that resort.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm with you as well. I think keep it on Tony for a while. I think the money match at some point is Mercedes versus Tony. And you've got to get there at some point. And if you don't do it now while Tony's hot and Mercedes is fresh, then what are you doing?
Yep. Do we know, is there a timeline for Mercedes? I'm assuming that's
working double, or nothing.
Working double or nothing,
but
okay.
Beyond that, prior to that even, I don't know, I'm very much subscribing to Sidge's philosophy of it's weird that she hasn't had a match.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you just go, here she is, and here's a match against anybody. No. You build it up, obviously.
Yeah, but given that we were all saying, maybe you just literally start with a match with her.
Yes, like, yeah. Conspicuous by the fact
that it's not like they haven't been building to something with the Julia Hart and like Willow stuff. There's like potentials there, but it's just odd that they're not pulling the trigger on it.
And I know why they did the lights off, lights on thing. Oh, Julia Hart, but it's not Julia Hart, it's Chris Statlander sort of thing. But also, that's also conspicuous of you not even showing her taking one bump.
Yeah.
I can't, can't have any. Anyway, finally, because I was fascinated to chat about this with the Dadleys, and it's available as a full podcast whenever Acast starts working on my computer again, very soon. Swerve surely has to leave as champion, doesn't he?
Yes, I think so. I think if this isn't the year you crown Swerve, then why? Why the hell?
Why not already?
Yeah, and I think this. That storyline's been going on probably long enough to actually get there. Like, they've obviously had the Hangman Page stuff and the triple threats and the things, so like to elongate it out. But I think now is the time and have him do a nice run up until, I assume, Ospreay Swerve at All In, which would be incredible. Mm. And then Ospreay wins the title there in the UK in front of 70,000 people or whatever. It's going to be a hell of a moment. And it's like now I think is long enough to give Swerve a respectable title run with it to All In. And just all the matches you can get out of it would be bloody incredible. But Swerve's been great, so I think it's time. And Samoa Joe, you can heat him up whenever you want because he's Samoa Joe.
Yeah, we all thought, oh, he's came to AEW and he's they've kind of ruined him. And he's not ruined him, but they just haven't utilized him as well. And then suddenly he had this another Samoa Joe resurgence. And you were like, oh, yeah, no, he needs to hold the world title for a while now. But yeah, I think
he's been great at it. Like,
he's just great. Yeah. He's always great. Every time you count him out, he's like, oh, I'll just remind you, actually. I'll remind you, actually, I'm really great. Yeah. In case you forgot. I honestly don't know where I sit with that one.
Yeah.
It's the fact that, again, it's the timing of all this is like, I really want Swerve to hold the belt. I do. Do I want him to just immediately lose it to Will Ospreay? Who is definitely the guy. This was the thing we talked about. We talked about this weeks ago when we said, if I'm Swerve at the previous pay in a revolution, I'm like, maybe now or when.
Yeah.
It's not that it's now or never. I don't believe in that. I think it's just that, like, it needs to mean something. Like, and the chase has lost its momentum a little bit from that point where he was red hot and we were like, now, do it now, put it on him now, and didn't. And it's like, I don't know. I could definitely see them not doing it and having him. But then I actually think that there's a real big danger there of him getting lost down the shuffle. Because after Okada's done with the belt he's got at the minute, surely.
Oh, well, you can plot
he's
it.
Going up. After Ospreay's got the belt, he's there. Who have you got coming back? We've literally named the who's who of who could be at the top. If John Moxley ever gets rid of the IWGP Heavyweight Championship and is like back in the running for that belt, that's just a massively crowded field. And that gap was just there.
Yeah.
So I guess I think I'd rather see him with it. If I'm going with Hart, I'd say I'd rather see him with it and have a good run and then come back and get another shot at it.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to miss out.
Yeah,
but at
even
same
if
time,
it's just 4 months.
Yeah.
Same time, I am a bit like...
I'm a bit with you. I'm like, it's 4 months. It's going to be 4 months if we go to Wembley. But it could have been whatever, 6 months or whatever. I still think that they should have put it on a Revolution, in my opinion. But yeah, like you say, you go like, okay, Jonas Swerve. And then you're like, okay, obviously Swerve to Ospreay to Okada to Omega, maybe back to Ospreay. Then MJF will probably be back.
Yeah, Max is in the wings. We haven't even got to Max yet. And I'm like, what are we? There was a little, there it was. And like, I'm not saying I even disagree with Joe winning the triple threat or anything like that. The finish would have been better if they'd got it right, like we talked about. But like, oh, hello.
Hello.
But if they'd nailed it, and giving him that little bit extra, it would probably feel like more, but I'm still not against Joe having his run. So it's a Tony Khan issue. It's not my problem, I guess, but I just would feel real bad if Swerve didn't get a good swing at it.
Talking injuries, terrible news about Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
But an opportunity for Liv Morgan potentially coming out of this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the it's your whole gimmick at this point, where it's like, sometimes, guys, getting an injury is actually quite good. I actually think that Ripley has kind of got a nice chance to go away and reset, probably. Sounds like maybe because she's done a lot. She's become, like, a top star without really having, in my feelings, like, reached that in-ring peak at all. Like, she's got so much more to give.
Yeah.
This gives a chance to kind of heat up some dance partners for her, I think. And something exciting, a new name in there. Like, you know, like, literally anybody, like, there's a bunch of women in there who are desperate for a chance. Whether or not it'll work for them, you don't know, but you've got to take a shot on them. So give it a go.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. She had a great match with Becky, regardless of the situation behind it, when you hear about the behind-the-scenes thing.
Both of them now.
Yeah, both of them. Like, 105-degree fever or whatever it was.
Where's that documentary coming out?
I know, right?
Where is the documentary, WWE?
I think someone might have to clear some footage, huh? I don't know who it could be.
So she went out on a high, at least. In
terms of, like, absolutely.
Defending at WrestleMania is a pretty great way to sort of go out. But, yeah, it gives a space for Liv, like we say. She got a great reaction when she came out on Raw to come and try and attack her. And I think it's not just for Rhea in terms of, like, refreshing and, like, coming back later down the line, but it puts an interesting spanner in the works for Judgment Day as well. With the Damian Priest is now the champion, so he's going to be trying to take control, and then you've got the thing of Finn Balor still wanting the tag team titles, but Damian Priest going, I don't care, I got this now. So I think that's an interesting spanner in the works for Judgment Day, for whenever Rhea Ripley does come back, if that whole thing's falling apart and she just comes back and, like, well, guys, what have you done?
I will say my one net positive, and you never want to talk about positives when someone gets injured, but my one net positive is that the Terra Twins will go away.
God, yeah, that
that's
was
a
awful.
Bad name, man. Like, I'm like, I'm so happy for you. WWE have nailed everything about this last night. How have they done that? Drew got his moment, you got your moment. Cool, cool. And Terra Twins. What?
You what now?
Come again? How long did you workshop this? These are two of the baddest.
Rhea's not really injured.
Yeah. Oh, she's totally. No, I'm actually kind of. Yeah, she's like, bang, bang. Trying to smash it out with joint. No, that was, for me, it'd be cool to be like, that's just never happened.
Yeah.
That never happened. I hope he kicks ass in his role for sure.
Yeah, I like the power vacuum thing at the top of Judgment Day, and inevitably Finn Balor. That Finn Balor, Damian Priest match is going to kick ass when it happens.
What happens to Dom without Mammy? And, like, do they still have her on telly? Does she still come out on telly? Or do you think
I felt like on Raw that they definitely weren't. Like, that's the thing. Said goodbye.
Let her have a rest.
A hard cut. Yeah.
She needs a rest.
Like the Adam Cole thing that that Sid was talking about. Right? It's like, yeah, keep coming to telly. Why would you do that? It's like, what?
Yeah. All you're doing
never
is
pay anything off, but keep coming to telly.
You're making him fly places, and you're making him not be able to do his rehab as much as he probably would like to.
Aditya Krishnamurthy says Dom is going to cheat and he's going to be with Liv. Can you imagine that?
Oh, he gets a new mammy. I'm mammy now.
A new mammy.
I'm your mammy now.
I mean, Nia Jax is free.
Yeah.
Aditya, she'd be a good mammy. She got some attitude and was like, I'm mammy now. I'm mammy now. Oh, God.
Aditya, I apologize now. I'm going to keep mentioning this for the next few months.
As your own idea.
No, this is the thing. I will say, someone said this, and I'll never...
No, note it down then. Write it down on your phone. Don't just say, I'm not going to credit you, and then just get away with it.
I apologize. I have done that.
No, take down
I'll
the
do
names.
I'll do the hard yards.
Yeah, I'll get them to take the names down. I'm so in love with the I'm mammy now. And he doesn't even have a choice in it. And then eventually he's like, he hates it. But then he warms to it. They're going to coexist. Stockholm syndrome is real. And then he's like, and then you just need to find a way to put it all together.
Big fan.
Yep. Oh, well, we've just fixed it there. Doesn't matter. It's all good. All good.
I'm sending a message to you, Nicholas. Okay. It says, I'm mammy now, with Aditya's name attached to it. There we go. Thank you. Couple of other things to talk about before we get to today's hashtag bloody good quiz. The potential for a Summer of Drew is becoming more and more of a reality. The news coming out recently that Drew's probably got about 6 weeks left on his contract. Mm-hmm. Still all over the advertising for Clash at the Castle in Scotland, of course. And he's feuding with Punk. This just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, I thought if you looked ready to go there, I'm going to throw to you first on this one, because you looked all excited. You were like,
I was just saying, I was talking to Murray about this just the other day, of the potential of them just repeating all that, but with Punk, with Drew in Punk's place.
Perfect.
Doing the blowaway kiss thing. There's like everything, building it back to the SummerSlam match against Punk, whereas obviously it was the John Cena match with Punk. There's so many things you can do. Bring Kevin Nash back. No, don't do that.
Hamper is in the chat, so do be careful.
Who's the Scottish Kevin Nash?
Who's the Scottish,
is a Scottish Kevin Nash? Who isn't cancelled?
Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Who is
been training training
the
Dwayne.
Rock. Yeah, he's got a bit of Dwayne swagger now, has he?
But yeah, without the Kevin Nash stuff and the weird mobile phone, whatever the hell that was. That was bad.
Cool to use that as a framework and maybe sometimes swerve away from it. A bit like if Wes Anderson was going to reference a film that he from the past in his films, then he goes, you think you know what's going to happen in this scene, but I flipped it on its head.
But it's Drew mocking Punk doing all of the things that Punk did, but Punk would know where that's coming from, so he'd have a way of flipping it around to try and get some babyface.
Like some twists and some turns between the two of them.
And that, it's just right there. It's right there.
Have they got a relationship with ICW? I feel like Tripp showed up there once. Yeah.
And then they took them off the network.
Okay.
Then the squash.
They just got bored of giving them money, I guess.
Because I was thinking that. I was like, well, that's ready-made.
Showing up in ICW would be very funny.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I said about, when we talked about this, they are developing a relationship with TNA. Whether or not they'd send their world heavyweight champion to appear in TNA, I don't know, but
kind of dangerous that.
Yeah, but Drew cut
many levels.
An old school ICW promo at an ICW show holding the WWE title is gold, absolute gold.
And hey, look, if they can't work that out with TNA or ICW or Progress or whoever it may be, Phil, if they insist, we'll have to put on another WCPW
show,
mate.
If they insist, good luck. Good luck with that. We'll have to come up with a new company,
we'll get
I think.
Drew back. We'll get Cody back.
What we need to do is we have to come up with a new company, guys. Right? So a new wrestling brand called Definite Wrestling. Because there's definitely wrestling on that show. Right? That's easy. You just have the same brand and it's just called Definitely. Definitely Wrestling. Mm-hmm. We'll just
I'll
get them all
Indy.
Back.
I'll work it. I'll do it.
Yeah, you make a few calls. Yeah, get your best friends on the show. We're just the best friend invitational. And it's just Rey Mysterio. It's
Wade Barrett.
Maxwell Jacob Freeman. Easy. That'd be a great show. You got loads of best friends. Who else?
Who else have we got? Osprey. He's threatened to kick my head off before.
Yeah, get your best friend back.
Vince Russo loves you.
Oh, yeah.
We're not paying him, but we'll see if we can get him on there.
Tama Tonga.
He really want to kick your ass, though, more than anything, probably.
Yeah, true, but...
Yeah. Still, Miller's got friends coming out to Wesel.
Stacks, obviously.
Stacks good wrestling. Oh, Stacks. He had a couple of bangers the other week. Let's get him on the show.
Me versus Stacks.
You versus Stacks in a match.
Doink. Two doinks.
He's not a definitely original, though. So.
This is true. You've got to be definitely got to be a wrestler.
Bush and Ryukat says, should Drew do some segments where he's getting therapy? That's very good as well.
Quite good. Put the belt in the fridge.
Oh, Moose!
Wasn't it?
Rachel Patano's reminded us about Moose.
Moose.
I think I've still got Moose's number, randomly.
Moose. Hey?
Should we give him a ring? No.
Give him a ring.
All right, mate.
Is it though?
Is it Moose?
Is the answer no, Moose? Eat or no eat, you've got to put into that gap. I've just realised one day we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Is it eat or into that?
I was thinking about that yesterday. Oh, I'm sure you were. I was hanging up the
washing.
I was hanging up the washing thinking, if we'd have done one of those cues, you know, you had to get the interview the wrestlers, you wait for like 20 minutes, for like an hour or something, like a cool 3 seconds. Thanks very much.
Just keep asking.
Just do yeet or no yeet with Jay.
Nice.
And just, I don't know what the questions I'd ask him are.
No, that's it. And he goes, yeet. All right. That's Jay Uso, everybody. Back to you.
Just yeet or no yeet.
I tell you what.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
The whole way, we waited 2 hours for this. You weren't recording?
Yeet. Yeet. Final answer? Okay. Back to you, everyone.
Let's see if you're right.
You got like a little board. You just rip it off. It's just got numerous different yeet or no yeet. Ready? Yeah, no yeet. It was no yeet.
Jay.
Thanks for playing, Jay. We'll see you next time on Yeet or No Yeet. We now have to do something of this nature, I think.
Yep.
Door or no door. Ask everybody and just compile it all together. Mm-hmm. Did they get it right? No, I got it wrong. Every time.
Every time.
I think he's getting
you need to play Door or No Door with Bailey. That's the one. That's the one right there.
Yes.
Someone else has probably had to use the door at some point in wrestling.
Yeah.
Could always do it with if Bailey's busy. Gigi Dolin or JC Jane, they've got a pretty good relationship with that door as well.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Goldberg, he's got a good relationship with doors.
Go to France. J'adore.
J'adore.
J'adore. It's got a double meaning, you see.
Is J'adore. J'adore.
There is the answer. No, j'adore.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile.
From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Aditya's very excited when Drew comes back as a real world champion. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yeah. And Business Company Network have been on.
Hello.
We
that sounds very professional.
We at BCN are huge fans of the unbiased, knowledgeable, and elite level of professional wrestling coverage at What Culture. Dynasty will be goated. Osprey Okada gives us chills every time. Yeah, I can't wait till they get around to that one.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Business Company Network.
Who's this What Culture wrestling you speak of? Sound very knowledgeable and professional too. And
professional. Thank you very much.
One final thing I want to talk about, and it's going to segue nicely into the hashtag bloody good quiz, in fact.
Almost is like you planned it that way or something.
The return of Sheamus. Oh. With some really needless hate online. Just happy to see him back. And
yeah. People are weird, man.
They are weird, aren't they?
If anything, right, a victim of his own success. Yeah. Sheamus, an incredible nick all the time.
Incredibly jacked for too long.
All the time. In just an incredible shape.
Yeah.
Man has literally survived some terrible, terrible neck stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's like even the picture that they used as a side-by-side thing. Have you seen how in shape he is in that picture? That's ludicrous.
Absolutely stupid. And then, like, very obviously wanted to come back.
Yeah.
And probably could have waited if he felt like it to get himself in the same shape.
Did you see his tweet? Yeah. Like he put out a tweet saying, I was aiming for the draft and I got rushed back early.
Rushed back.
Right. So but I liked how he played it off. It was like, very funny, guys, but maybe stop the body shaming now.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just stupid, man.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for him to do it. You know, I'd rather he just was like, I don't need to do it. Like, he'd probably want to do it for himself, but it'd be nice to be like, bollocks to you then. He'll move. I'm not going to get in
shape. Have you ever seen his YouTube channel? He is ludicrous, the kind of workouts and stuff he does. Let him have a bit of a break and relax a bit, and rest and get better.
So dumb.
I hate that, when wrestlers
still kick your ass. I'll tell you that much. He kick your ass.
Would. I hate when people like that, they're away. They're injured or they're just taking a break and they don't, they've just gone to the shop and someone's like, look at what so-and-so looks like. Well, I don't think they're anticipating being plastered all over the internet when they went out.
Like turned. It's like the all in Ben Affleck memes. And he's got his Dunkin' Donuts and he's like, oh, it's fallen over. Some of my favourite pandemic moments. That was like, you're just like me, Ben. Look, I can't have Dunkin' Donuts, but I've got pizza boxes. It's the same stuff.
to cheer Sheamus up, we know he watches, obviously.
Obviously.
I thought I'd dedicate a specific...
I need you to do the other thumb, unfortunately, otherwise this doesn't go very far.
We played Sheamus and Cesaro, didn't we?
We did, very early in our What Culture careers.
You were at a bar.
We were at a bar. I was wearing, I believe, the bald cap for me was a Inside Out Rey Mysterio mask.
Yep, that's how
which obviously
it
looked a great deal like baldness.
Yep.
And you just were you.
I like this. I've once used. I once used the Dwayne the Rock head thing that we've got as a bald cap as well. So
look at us.
Getting on there. Money's worth. Hey.
Making
the most of what we've got.
Multi-million-pound company. Can't invest in a swimming cap, apparently. Too much money and time, that one. So, oh, we've got two masks. You just turn inside out.
I do love that when you're like, oh yeah, you're gonna shoot this video for our, you know, thank you very much to everyone who subscribed to the YouTube channel. 2 million odd subscribers. Yeah. I've got that doctor's coat knocking. We'll use that again, shall we? Yeah. We got one bag of costumes that's never changed in about 6 years.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, I've made a money. It's got a crack in that. And they're just about to start a podcast and the wall falls off. That's not even a wall. Yeah. Sorry to ruin the illusion. Yes. Illusion. Like, oh my
Everything
God.
Together with duct tape.
Turns out we're just hanging on by a shoestring the whole time.
Oh, well, anyway, enough of all that. It's now time for a
bloody good quiz.
And this week's quiz is brought to you by another podcast. I thought I'd give them a shout out because I meant to shout them out last week when we were talking all things Mania, and I completely forgot.
Interesting.
Do you remember when we were waiting to go to Wale Mania with that lovely Mexican, and we met the guys? Wale Mania.
I'm just trying to keep saying it. I do remember the guys. Yes,
Jason and Jared from the No Shave Man Cave.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Shout out to them, lovely lads,
lovely guys.
They sent us a lovely tweet saying, shout out to the What Culture team. Thank you for the chat. Lovely to chat to them. Go and check out their podcast. It's great stuff.
What was the name of that cool, is it called Lucha Cartel? Was that the bar?
Yeah.
With the skateboards across
Yeah, very
thing.
Good. Skateboard, if, Last Supper, mural
If you're ever in
so
Philadelphia.
With Luchadors is the Last Supper.
Come on, Lucha Cartel, yeah.
If you're ever in Philadelphia and like your wrestling and like your Mexican food and beers, go to Lucha Cartel. It's an awesome vibe. We went there. It was really quiet to begin with, and then it literally just filled up, and it was jam-packed. A really cool atmosphere.
They good, like quesadillas and stuff were like on offer or something. They were delicious.
Yeah, quesadillas on offer. They had mojitos and margaritas on offer, I believe. Just
Oh, yeah, Sid started that ball rolling, didn't
he? Yeah.
Yep, we had a very sensible time in there.
Very sensible.
And then an even more sensible time at Wally Mania.
Even more sensible.
And we'll end the tape and, there.
Definitely more sensible time afterwards.
Yep, even more sensible,
even
Phil.
Even more sensible.
Me and Hamble were talking about this as something that...
We had levels that night, didn't we? We all had levels.
Oh, we all had levels.
We all had our own very specific level.
Me and Hamble were talking about this of... I want something. I've always wanted something to say. This is a story we will never tell on the channel or on social media, but if you come to the live show and it's something we're not filming, we'll tell you there.
And we're always filming. So that's how you catch them out. You never tell anyone.
The next live show.
Whenever that is.
Whenever that is.
If there's another live show happening sometime soon.
If there's another show on somewhere.
Yep.
Maybe.
If there's another show on, then I guess maybe.
You'll find out what that's all about.
But the point being that... Sometimes there are stories that are not for the microphone.
Indeed.
Is the end point. I like my privacy. I like sharing some of my privacy.
Yeah.
But I like sharing the parts I want to share. Phil Chambers has a photograph of me that not many people on earth have. That's the best way I can put that.
Oh. I took a second.
Yep. And that's
my favorite
where that
photo
will
I've ever
end.
Taken of you.
It's actually, I thought I was...
It might be the only take photo I know. Of you.
I've actually got one of mine, which is just a really nice one I took of you. You don't know about this. I'm telling them live on air. Ah. He was in the kitchen downstairs, and the lighting was just really nice. I was like, oh, look at that. He looks like he's doing something.
And, meanwhile,
whereas meanwhile,
oh, Nicholas.
I'm going to show him this tomorrow.
Nicholas at his lowest. Let's go. Actually, to be fair, I thought I looked pretty hot. I was like, damn. Yeah, good. Good stuff.
So 10 questions all about Sheamus.
They'll never guess what happened in that night, will they? We've covered that well.
Multiple choice, shout your name, wait for it to come to you, and remember it's just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just for fun, Phil,
just
remember?
Just like that night.
Just like that night. Just like that. We had did have a lot of fun, to be fair.
Yeah, I had a great night. I really enjoyed it. Fun. I had a great time.
The bar was called, I'm on a shout out
you
to Philly Board,
shout
me.
Out to Philly
the Mary. National Mechanic, I believe the bar was called.
Yep.
Because I remember, because I was like, that's a really weird name for a bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we did manage to keep it open longer than usual.
Yeah.
Because we managed to bring more people to the bar, which was Michael Hamflett and his cousin, who were in bed,
and then
I
we
believe.
Spent a lot of money.
And then we spent a lot. No, we didn't, Phil. We
no,
didn't.
We spent some.
We spent the correct
a
amount of money.
Amount of money.
You've blown this, Phil. Well done. Well
question
done.
Number one.
Question number one.
I've asked this one before. I'm just testing your memory.
Okay.
Which of these jobs did Sheamus have before WWE? Was he a police officer? Was he a limo driver?
I've done this before.
Was he a musician? Or was he a bodyguard?
Phil, limo driver.
No, dear, that's wrong.
It's John Cena.
I remember you saying someone was a driver.
What were the options?
I don't know what the other one is.
Police officer, musician, bodyguard.
I'll go bodyguard, your officer.
Yeah.
Your officer?
Your officer.
Your officer. Your honor.
For Bono, in fact, according to reports. Sounds like one of those. What did it actually?
Oh, for Bono, was it?
Seamus once appeared on the Podge and Rod show. We all know the Podge and Rod show, obviously.
Yeah, big fan.
Seamus once appeared on the Podge and Rod show dressed as what? Is it?
I hope it's a lime.
A member of Westlife, a leprechaun, a four-leaf clover, or Michael Flatley off of Riverdance?
Not a lime.
Remember Riverdance?
Yep. Yeah. I feel like they would have gone for low-hanging fruit with this one.
Yeah.
So it's one of the two...
low-hanging fruits.
Irish options.
But then he's one to go for low-hanging fruits as well.
He is.
He has been known he's to the old, enjoy a low-hanging fruit.
In the past.
The Garden of Eden was full of these low-hanging fruits, and he ate every last one of them. They're just about to give him the speech about temptation. He's already got three fruits in his mouth. Like,
Member of Westlife, leprechaun, four-leaf clover, Michael Flatley.
Look at him. This guy. I will say, I'll take a hit on this one.
Okay.
What were the two in the middle?
Leprechaun, four leaf clover.
Yeah, Nicholas Leprechaun, because.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, he's really tall. It's like the opposite.
Question three. What move did Seamus take before even appearing on the main roster? So, is he hit with a pedigree, an FU, an RKO, or a tombstone?
Pedigree feels about right, doesn't it? Triple H's best friend, isn't he?
My best friend, Triple H.
That's how he talks.
Yeah.
Famous for talking that way. I don't think it's right, but yeah, I'll go with that. Triple H, pedigree.
Yay!
Yeah. It was in like the classic like security DX.
I can just imagine when he's black polo and Triple H be like, this will get you over, kid.
Yeah.
I'll pedigree into the sun. That'll get you over. Yeah. This is how it's going to work for you.
And then you take me out. And then I'll come back and beat you before WrestleMania. And then, I'll go on to face Taker.
Every time you nearly succeed, I'll just take it off you anyway.
Question four. Which wrestler did Seamus allegedly help get signed to WWE? Finn Balor, Jordan Devlin, Becky Lynch, or Finlay?
Loves it, doesn't he? He loves it.
He bloody loves it.
Phil, why not? Finn Balor.
Sounds about right.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What was the other one?
Jordan Devlin, Becky Lynch, or Finley.
And the irony is, what if he's somehow...
One of these days. Not today, but one of these days.
I feel like Balor helped Becky, and I thought Balor helped Devlin as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but then in his eyes, maybe...
That was my working out.
Multiple people helped him. It's a bit of a cheat code, so I'm going to say Becky Lynch.
Yeah,
shout out to Devin Dowling and Big MGM in the chat who've got this right. You saying Becky Lynch?
Yes, please.
Yay!
Yeah.
From four?
I feel like I'm with you on that, though. Yeah. You probably helped. They probably just all helped each other.
Yeah.
So Adam Nicholas, four from four. Top of the scoring. Question five.
I already knew you were going to do it as well. I could see it. I could see it in your eyes.
Santino Barella once attempted to apologise to Seamus with what? Was it a pint, tea and crumpets, a poem, or a performance of Riverdance?
God damn it.
You really got on one with
Bill,
Riverdance, didn't you?
Why not? A pint. Everyone, they always love pints and things.
No, dear, that's wrong.
See, my brain is telling me that he got it wrong because he's an idiot.
They'd do the thing where he like has a pint, but then like, oh, I don't like this or something. Yeah. One of those.
Or like spits in his face. I'm thinking that he went for the tea and crumpets because he's like British, but he's like, no, tea and crumpets, please.
Yay!
All right, I'm out now. You've got five questions to get it right.
I'm going for the clean sweep of nothing.
I'm good.
I loved the scene. Him and Vladimir Kozlov sitting down for tea and crumpets, and he was like, there was like all this like, you're really pale, have some milk. Oh no, I've messed it up.
Not like that.
Yeah. You mentioned...
It's nice to have a good fed, isn't it?
WWE, are, like, that era, that's so predictable, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, just do the math. Anyway, good luck, Phil. Five questions here.
Question six. You mentioned his YouTube channel, his workouts.
Yeah.
But which of these Seamus workout videos is the most popular? Is it...
with a girl on the thumbnail.
Seamus and... Seamus and...
Picked all the women is what he's done now.
Seamus and Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre.
Oh.
Double bubble.
I'm just going to read out the names of the videos, actually. So, Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre. John Cena...
Jinder Mahal not in the... Oh, sorry, no, he is.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said Sheamus and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, never mind.
Never mind Jinder.
John Cena pose down, brackets, with new hair.
Whoa.
I mean, that's your winner right there.
Yeah.
Edge splitting wood, chop chop. Or...
the chop chop adds so much to that.
Chop chop does.
Yeah.
Or...
there's an art to this. There is an art.
There is.
Or, you know...
speaking of art.
Or Liv Morgan butt workout, you know, which...
I'm going to go with the Liv Morgan butt workout.
I don't think it's real. I think he's made it up.
They're all real, all of these. All of these are real.
All right, in that case...
what are you saying?
Stick, I would stick. That's real.
No, dear, that's
wrong. There's not that many pervs on the internet. Well, there is.
Yes, actually. There is.
I can tell you exactly how many there are. Where are we now? So, Jinder Mahal, Drew McIntyre... 1.4 million views.
John Cena one with the hair. Right? Yeah. It's got to be the winner.
People were obsessed about John Cena's hair for a while.
Liv Morgan butt workout, 988,000.
Is that
views.
It? How long did it been out? Like, has that been
a
out?
Year.
Bloody hell.
John Cena the pose
people
down.
People aren't into Liv Morgan's butt, I guess.
Nah, they mustn't know about it more than anything, I think.
John Cena pose down with new hair, 998,000 views. Which means the winner was, in fact, Edge chopping. Where is it? I've lost it
chop,
now.
Chop, chop.
That's what made it.
Click, click, more
yeah,
like.
Click, click. Am I right?
How many views? Have a scroll around.
I will say John Cena.
You could have written them down.
Why
is
he not just
earlier?
Like.
You could have just written them down.
Set
earlier.
The views, though, to like the.
Oh, I have. That's what I've done. Yeah. Because the number one watched, most watched video on his channel is John Cena split machine. Van Damme's 16 million views. John Cena warm up and stretch has 7 million views. Charlotte Flair back squats to the max has quite a few views as well, along with Rhea Ripley nightmare arms workout.
There we go.
Edge splitting wood chop chop has 1.7 million views. I also was going to ask you on it because I was
like talking to my mum. Just like, you want to tell us a story? Are we going to? So, you know that person? You do. You remember them, don't you, from when you were a kid? Can we just get the facts at the end, the bit that actually matters?
What was the name? You remember him.
Come on.
They had the hair.
And then at the end, it's like, oh, that doesn't matter, actually. That's not really relevant to the story. We've been 5 minutes at this. I've been ringing relatives to find out names of people who don't exist.
He's been doing some workouts over the past year. Work at Misfit Workout, Santos Escobar, El Workout, Del Fantasma. But the most popular one recently is Kathy Kelly Booty Blaster Workout.
Yep. Next question.
To watch later.
Yeah. Okay. The sad thing is, I know he's done it.
Question seven.
Yep.
You can get this one.
Nah, I'm going for the clean
the
sweep.
Clicks were a shoot, brother. Did I? Oh, yeah. No? Yeah, okay.
Okay. Which beloved children's show character has Seamus played? Beloved might be a stretch, actually, but. Which children's show character?
Which character?
Yes. Has Seamus played? Is it Peppa Pig? Is it one of the biker mice from Mars?
Nice.
I just had a bit of a fall into my childhood watching.
That would have worked, yeah, for sure.
Is it Rocksteady from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Or is it CatDog?
Come on, you got
this. I wrote that one for you.
Feline Canine Little CatDog.
You know
CatDog.
CatDog.
Alone in the world is a little CatDog.
You have Seamus and Cesaro do each end.
Yeah.
Rocksteady.
That's pretty good.
That would be good.
Yeah.
It was Rocksteady.
Then they could go and do Cow and Chicken as well.
Mama had a chicken. Mama had a cow. Dad was proud. He didn't care how.
We're learning a lot about Phil today.
I always remember you like CatDog.
Cow. Great theme song.
They were on a roll at that point.
Ren and Stimpy as well.
Ren and Stimpy. They were going through like a Jim Johnson peak era there, weren't they, with the music. It was like, what if Ed, Ed and Eddie was great as well? Brilliant.
Biker Mice from Mars was a shoot goat as well.
Biker Mice from Mars was great. I mean, I can't remember much about how all the figures, though. They were all jacked. Vince McMahon would have loved the Biker Mice from Mars. I mean, that guy, obviously. But back in the 90s, he would have loved getting the Biker Mice from Mars on the show and
in
being like,
90.
What if we like, what if we got four guys to be the Biker Mice from Mars on the show? I've already lost him. He's singing the BoJack Horseman theme. Why am I interrupting that? Proceed.
Yes.
No, I'm done.
Oh, you're done.
Where were we? Oh, yeah.
Mars, I think.
Just singing kids' theme songs. Anyone else in the chat want me to sing any more children's
higher
theme
or lower
songs?
On any, yeah, would you like, make your requests now, and you have 30 seconds with the delay, and we'll get Adam Wilborn to sing at least one of your favourite kids' theme songs. Your time starts now.
We were, you know, I was chatting the other day. We've got a baptism, a friend's child's baptism, called Scarlet next weekend.
Oh, yes. I was just talking to my folks about this last night.
And they said, oh, can you write us a Scarlet quiz? You know, a quiz like famous, oh, Scarlett Johansson, people like that. I was like, yeah, no worries. I'll just write a whole quiz about Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons. Thank you very much.
Captain Scarlet. Dun, 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 dun.
This right, is Devin the Downing. Voice. Of the Mysterons.
The most terrifying.
Yeah, of course it is. Who puts a light on the wall and you're like, oh, shee!
Devin Dowland simply says, SpongeBob, obviously. So
you got the lyrics in your bag, have you?
I can do as far as I can remember.
Come on then, let's go.
Are you ready, kids?
No, not to me.
Okay, sorry.
Down the camera.
You know where the money is.
Are you going to do it there? Don't leave me hanging here, please.
Are you going to help? Please, guys.
Please. Are you ready, kids? Son of a bitches. Aye, aye, Captain! I can hear you! Aye, aye, Captain! Oh! Is it a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
I can't remember that.
Absorbing the yellow and porous is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
It's all that you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
So flop on the deck and flop like a fish.
Don't know the lyrics.
SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants!
SpongeBob
SquarePants!
River dancing, I'll be guest. No, don't kick the wire, you lose the whole pod.
Big MGM just says, this is cinema.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum.
No, I've got to go. Hang on, wait.
I didn't get up for nothing.
Phil, you know what to do. Just follow our lead. Hang on.
Just follow the lead.
Oh dear.
Anyway, question seven.
Chris Apple
Man,
says.
Man, these ain't what they used to be.
Chris Apple says, you guys are doing this for your job.
Look at me now, Ma. Look at me now.
Just sold out show in Philadelphia. You're the idiots that watch it. I don't know, what can I say?
Yeah. Question eight.
One of life's great mysteries, that.
275 yeah. people paid to see me do the worms. Yeah.
Well, blow out your knees.
And they almost didn't get to. That's why your knees ain't so good anymore.
I know, yeah.
I wish you'd gone off the stage, man. I was a little more, I was like, oh, he saved it. That's, I was really wanting
if
to
I hadn't
it.
Moved, I was like, oh, get out of the way. If I hadn't moved, I'd have had a shoot concussion. He'd have hidden bladed me in the back of the head.
Footage of that going up soon on the channel.
Yeah. Question 8. There was once a rumour that which wrestler KO'd Sheamus in a backstage fight? Ooh. Yoshitatsu, Colin Delaney, Damian Sandow, or Hornswoggle?
Phil, Yoshitatsu.
Yoshitatsu. Oh. Yoshitatsu. Yoshitatsu.
Yay!
Apparently,
I actually knew that one.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't true.
Look at me.
It wasn't true, did you?
Apparently, it wasn't true.
It wasn't true.
They let him stay in their house, and then there's a bit of a squabble. And
funny, he's not there anymore, though, is he? To tell his tale. Yeah.
Well, basically, apparently,
they got rid of him. I don't think
it was just like a little bit of a shoving match, and then Sheamus won the world title, and then suddenly this story started going around that Yoshitatsu had KO'd him. And he's like, yeah, Drew heard some people talking about it. And it was like, what's he talking about? Called him out on it, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm. Question 9. Which?
Oh, yeah, quiz.
Yeah.
Which children's...
Imagine listening to this quiz. Honestly.
Some people are
fair
weird.
Fair play to you. Fair play.
Thank you very
especially
much.
Some places it's Friday morning. They're like, right, let's get ready for work.
Let's get
like,
started.
This is how you've started your day.
Yeah. Anyways, up.
Honestly, man. Yep, definitely up.
Which children's TV character is Sheamus kayfabe related to? Is it Little Cook, Beaker from the Muppets, Jim off of Rosie and Jim, or Chucky from Rugrats?
Good.
Well, two of them are cartoon characters.
Yep, one more time for the people at home.
Little Cook.
Yep.
Is this actual kayfabe or on WWE TV kayfabe?
because he definitely had an interaction with Beaker, and I can't remember what it was. So Beaker.
Go on then.
Yay!
He said, I'll see you at like a family barbecue or something. Yeah. And Beaker said, I've told you a story about dressing as Beaker.
What a surprise. And how did you get to that conclusion?
Tell them a story about you dressing like Chucky too.
Yeah. He's taking them off one by one. I'm going to make it cool. I'm going to make it cool.
I went to...
Nigel Thornbury next. Come on, lads.
No, Thornbury's definitely. 2024's the Thornbury's year.
if you come in with the safari... And
I didn't have time. Yeah, that's why I did the Chucky's dad.
See, you revealing the gum there is just reminding me of the Beavis and Butthead sketch from SNL that was...
You haven't watched this.
Phil, have you seen this?
Don't
it's incredible television.
Ryan, so Ryan Gosling's obviously was the latest guest on CNN. Well, latest as of last week.
Mm.
And he obviously did a bunch of different sketches. One of them was the like a second version of his papyrus one, which was really funny at the time, the Avatar font. Mm. But one of the biggest pop-ups of the whole night was they did a Beavis and Butthead bit where they're doing a debate in like a question setting. Mm. And he's an audience member. Beavis and Butthead are both audience members at different times. I don't want to go on about it because I'll never be able to make it as funny as it is. But
it's amazing.
The costume, the outfits are so good, and they haven't shown, I forget her
the
name.
The female presenter from
Who's like doing, obviously one of the comedians, who has to turn around and ask them to move seat, does not know what they're going to look like, and loses her numerous
Heidi
times.
Heidi Gardner?
Especially.
Heidi Gardner?
Heidi, that's the name I was thinking of. Like, the second one in particular is just... It's unreal. Yeah. One of them sketches where it all goes off the rails.
Yeah,
it's
like,
brilliant.
Brilliant. 10 out of 10. I had him on it the other day and he was like wetting himself laughing.
Yeah, I lost very a good half an hour.
Very good. So. If you haven't seen it at home, which you probably have because you're American.
Recommendations.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Final question. Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just Daryl says, next week's What Culture Live song sorted. Oh, no.
You made it off for your own back. You do it all the time.
Question 10. Just before Jeff Hardy chucks his piss in Sheamus's face on a pandemic-era SmackDown.
Yep. Good times.
Why are you making me remember this?
In order to allow them to wrestle at Backlash.
Good times.
You hear a member of the crowd heckle what? Because obviously it's so quiet. Any shout... You can hear and...
I assume this is before the Thunderdome where it was being muted, but it was like... People's faces on there.
It was the really weird, like, you can't put people obviously in close proximity, but we'll just put them all behind some plexiglass.
If all of NXT are behind some plexiglass?
And we filmed 12 shows in a day.
Have we done that content yet? We must have done that content yet. But it's like, look, it was behind the plexiglass 3 years later. Because it literally would be all of your favorite champions in NXT now, I'd imagine.
Hughes was the best. He was he was the only one who was still going after all that time.
He's a worker, man.
Was good as well, actually.
Hughes is a worker. I hope Hughes is all right. Whatever Hughes is doing. Yeah.
He's posting regular. I've subscribed to his YouTube channel. He's posting regular stuff.
I hope he's kicking ass. I like that guy.
So what was the heckle that we could hear?
Come on, then. Give us your options. I know you've worked hard on them.
Is it?
And given the fact that me and Phil won't remember this because we'll have tuned out... During the pandemic.
Which is possible.
Matt Reigns also says, the wife is going to love watching this later. She has no choice. Have a great weekend, brothers. What do you hear someone heckle? Do they shout, Jeff Hardy is the number one contender?
He's going to get going, don't we?
Do they shout,
yeah.
Backlash? More like backslash. That to the t-shirt.
Yep. Yep. Print. Money. Ching.
Ching. Which one's still my favorite? Because you just got a card. More like Fishmonger.
Yeah. More like Fishmonger. Actually, if anything. Good.
Does someone just shout, that's a lot of piss? Does someone shout...
Was Michael Hanford here for these shows? Is that what I'm hearing? Like, he was in the crowd.
Yeah. Or did someone shout, uh-oh, Sheamus, you're in trouble! which one are you going for?
You're in trouble.
I'll run through them again. Jeff Hardy's the number one contender. Yeah. Backlash, more like backslash. That's a lot of piss. Whoa, Sheamus.
That's a lot of piss.
Oh, Sheamus, you're in trouble.
Someone's come along
and it's bursting all the way. You're in trouble.
Anyway, go on, Phil.
And the first one.
Jeff Hardy's the number one contender.
Yeah.
No, dear, that's wrong.
You made that up.
I made that up.
You sneaky devil. What were the other three again?
You made that up. I hope you're proud of yourself.
He is. I'm very every proud. Every day. Every single
every
day.
Every time I get to question 10 on Wrestle Culture, it's the proudest time of my day.
Somebody has to be proud of him. And it's him.
Your options are backlash. More like backslash. Yeah. is it, that's a lot of biz. Or is it, uh-oh, Sheamus, you're in trouble.
Yep. But it's not that, but I want it to be.
Backlash. More like backslash.
Like backslash, actually.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Go on, then.
Do any Americans know what slash is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guy with a hat and the guitar. That's him, right?
The correct answer was, in fact...
That's a lot of piss.
That's a lot of piss.
That's a lot of piss.
And you look, and it is...
A lot of piss.
For like, because you know, they go like, okay, go in this to this box and fill up this thing.
Yeah.
And Sheamus is like cutting a promo saying, and also it's weird because Sheamus is a heel. So he's cutting this promo and I was like, boo, 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 boo. And he's like, and a reminder, kids, don't do drugs. And the audience goes, boo. And you're like, wait a second, what are we advocating
drugs,
here?
Drugs.
It's all gone wrong here. It's all gone
and
wrong.
And he comes out and is this, obviously for the sake of about chucking it in his face, we're not a little bit, we're on the big psh. And I'm like, you're right, Jeff. How long have you been holding that one in for? It's like a beaker full.
Yeah. Well, we've all been on the BS before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. That's a lot of piss. So congratulations to Adam Nicholas.
Yeah, do I even want this? I don't know, but yeah, go on.
The winner of this week's quiz. And as a result of winning, you get a beaker full of my piss to take home with you. Let us know how you got on the quiz and your thoughts on whatever this is in the comment section.
Let us know.
On X at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, you can follow all three of us. You can follow Adam Nicholas at...
It's Adam Nicholpiss. And you can follow Phil Chambers at...
Piss My Chambers. And you can let Adam Wilmore know how much you piss at...
Yeah, give us a piss update regularly. At Adam Wilborn.
Ooh. Send us pictures of your piss.
Don't do that. At WhatCultureWWE for all of us. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. SmackDown preview, Dynasty preview coming away very soon as well. But for now, this has been Wrestle Culture. Thanks to everyone who's joined us, all the comments, chats, etc. To Nicholas Seville, thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon. Wrestle Culture is recorded whilst we all need a piss.
Wrestling!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.